Hi, this is Jody. Sorry about my last two boos. This is what I was actually going to talk about. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go and have a look at Love Thy Neighbours Part 1 and 2. I was just about to start a boo and it all broke out. But what I wanted to talk to you about was media hype. And media hype can be in the form of the internet. It can be the news on TV. It can be print media, so the newspapers. It can even be on radio. And journalists often pick up on these types of things, hoping that they've got a groundbreaking story. And hey, that's their job. But who benefits from these stories? Who benefits from these rumors? That's what I'd like you to ask yourself whenever one of these stories crops up. Who benefits from what is actually going on? For instance, when there was a big, it still goes on about refilling water bottles, the threat of cancer. Well, I have never heard of anybody really getting cancer from refilling water bottles, and I do it all the time. But who benefits from this? Could it be the water companies themselves because they're losing sales? I know that sounds cynical, but have a think about it. It doesn't go anywhere, and they're not pulled off the shelves. They're left on the shelves, so it's that biggest threat. Why are they still there? Another one I can think of that comes to mind is peanut butter causes cancer. Really? Do you think it would still be on the shelves if that was the case? And okay, you can be cynical and say, yes, it would be because of all the issues that cancer keeps the medical system afloat. So does finding a cure for cancer, so that's a bit ridiculous. But anyway, back to peanut butter. Who would benefit from that one? Well, could it be a company that manufactures a brand of jam and their sales have dropped because of peanut butter's popularity increasing? And they just want to nip it in the bud a little bit? It doesn't go anywhere. And unfortunately, the media do jump on it because they are hoping to be the first people to release this story. And let's face it, they're looking for recognition as well, to be the first people to break the news. Aren't we all? We all love a good rumour. We all want to be the first to say, hey, I knew that first. And there's also the conspiracy theories. Be very, very careful of conspiracy theories, and often they are put together more elaborately than any other media campaign. And who's benefiting from this? There's probably a lot more going on than you would possibly realise. And if there's one side of a story, remember, there's always an opposing argument as well. And be very careful when you're listening to scaremongering that you don't believe the facts. Or, if you do believe them, put them in perspective. Let's have a think about there's one particular scenario I can think of where some people in some countries live on $2 a day. That sounds terrible from our perspective because it costs us a lot more than $2 a day to survive, let alone eat. But if you go to their countries, that $2 probably represents an awful lot and could probably feed a family for a week. So get it in perspective. Don't believe everything you hear. And do me a favour, from now on, when you hear something on the media, you read it on the internet, you hear it in a video or a blog like this, have a think about who's benefiting from it. There's always somebody benefiting, especially if there's money involved, whether it be buying a product, selling a product, reducing sales. Conspiracy theories can also down politicians, political parties, companies. Who's benefiting from that? The opposing parties. Have a think about it. Question everything. Don't be cynical about it. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, just something I wanted to share with you because I hear a lot of different things from people and it annoys me because of the power of advertising, and advertising can be in the form of conspiracy theories as well. Anyway, check you later.